Well, here we go. I see Lendlease chief executive, Steve McCann, has labelled Australia the worst country in the world for industrial relations and has blasted the CFMEU for exploiting safety rules to advance union objectives. Mr. McCann was responding to attempts by the CFMEU yesterday to carry out impromptu safety audits at 21 Lendlease building sites. Interesting, isn't it, to watch Lendlease squeal now the shoe is on the other foot. Until now, Lendlease is better known for being in bed with the unions and part of Australia's industrial relations problem. According to industrial relations consultant Grace Collier, Lendlease and fellow contractor Leighton's have for years made subcontractor union agreements a precondition for being awarded work on their projects. In other words, they won't give work to subcontractors unless those subcontractors have union agreements. Experts say this practice has pushed up building costs, including on taxpayer-funded infrastructure projects, by 30%. What's in these union deals for Lendlease? Well, Lendlease's own wages bill is barely affected. It only employs 228 construction workers directly, and union agreements which ensure the profit margins of smaller subcontractor companies are squeezed means those smaller companies will never pose a competitive threat to big outfits like Lendlease. But perhaps Lendlease is now finally waking up. The reality is, it's done a deal with the devil. And it's time that changed in everyone's interests.